Well, today is the great feast of the baptism of the Lord. For that, we have the debut of our latest icon representing that great mystery, which was just hung yesterday. And so what do you think of that? Did you notice it? I guess I need to like it. The colors are certainly very beautiful and rich. Lots of detail in there if you come up after Mass to look at it. But anyway, it is the feast of the baptism of the Lord is the last great feast of Christmastide. Today the Christmas season ends in our faith. And why is the feast of the baptism of the Lord one of the feasts of Christmastide? Because at the feast of Christmas, we celebrated that Jesus appeared on earth, joined to our human condition. That's the way that he appeared, in the flesh, as a person like us. At the Feast of Epiphany, one of our other great Christmastide feasts, we celebrated that Jesus was revealed to all the peoples of the world as the way of wisdom when wise pagans discovered him. And today, at this feast, we celebrate the fact that Jesus appeared again. For the first time in Matthew's Gospel, he appears for the first time since he was brought as a child to Nazareth by Joseph. And so it's like he really appears on the scene all of a sudden as an adult, you know, many, many years later. And this appearance was to begin the great work that the Father sent him to do. So it's like a very important turning point and where Jesus appears. Jesus is shown to sinners who have come to the Jordan to be baptized by John as the one who is going to deliver them from their empty, broken, clogged, and thirsty lives. But just like John the Baptist was confused, perhaps we are too. Why does Jesus come to the Jordan for John the Baptist's baptism of repentance? He's the Son of God. Well, it's because Jesus did not come to repent or to be forgiven from sin, but rather the Jordan River was the stage upon which Jesus would be anointed by God's Holy Spirit. In the same way that kings and prophets of old were anointed to carry out a God-given mission. And so Jesus also is anointed by God's Holy Spirit at the River Jordan. But his anointing is not the same as the anointing of kings and prophets of old, because as the voice from heaven revealed, this is God's beloved Son. And after Jesus is anointed by God's Holy Spirit, we hear in our second reading, Peter tells us what happened next. That Jesus went forth in the power of God who was with him, and he went about doing good and curing all who were had fallen into the power of the devil. So, Jesus being baptized in the Jordan transformed the baptism of repentance that John the Baptist was doing into something quite different by his participation in it. Now it became not a baptism of repentance for sin, but a baptism to mission. While others came out to the Jordan to check out what John the Baptist was all about and to venture the possibility of a miracle or some other extraordinary event, Jesus came to the Jordan knowing exactly what he was doing, to begin the awesome mission that God had sent him for, and to show himself as the Savior of sinners like us. So baptism for Christians is not the baptism of repentance that John the Baptist conducted. If it were only that, then the appearance of Jesus at the Jordan would be without meaning. So what does it mean for us who have presumed to be baptized as Jesus was. Most of us here, I imagine, were baptized in Christian baptism. You know, what does it mean for us to have presumed to have done so? Well, it means that we, through baptism, are now adopted sons and daughters of the Father, anointed with God's Holy Spirit. It means that God is with us in Jesus. Remember, that's what Jesus' name, Emmanuel, means. God is with us. It means that we have been invested with God's power. Now, this is not so that we can be smug about all that, but it's an incredible call to holiness. We who have been anointed with God's Holy Spirit. Again, we are invested with God's power, which is mightier and greater than the power of the devil. And so far from cooperating with him in his mission, which is sin and selfishness and our self-destruction and the destruction of other people in any way, far from cooperating with the devil on his mission, we rather go forth anointed by God's Holy Spirit to cooperate with God's mission. And we do that by doing exactly what Jesus did after he was baptized in the Jordan and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Again, Peter tells us he went about doing good. That is what our baptism sends us to do. And so today, as we remember and celebrate the baptism of the Lord and what that inaugurated, namely Jesus' saving mission, we have to look at our own lives. We who dare to be baptized like Jesus, and ask ourselves, are we in fact completing his work on earth, filled with his grace? And so today, let us be resolved to go forth from this place to live our baptism as anointed Christ men and Christ women. May he be praised forever. Amen. Amen.